Welcome and Sabbath blessing to all the precious family that are joining us in the room. Can you all hear me, dear ones? My system is a little slow, so I'm not sure if you can hear me. Okay, praise the Lord. Sabbath blessing, everyone. On this Sabbath, October 30th, 2021, this is our lesson 342, chapter 72, entitled In Remembrance of Me. This is our part 4. I hope and pray everyone can see the presentation in the room.
Sorry, dear Sister Rose, you are muted. It was my fault. Thank you.
How far did you all heard? Should I start from the beginning?
Yeah, that would be good. Sorry again.
That's okay. Sabbath blessing, everyone. For all of the dear brethren, for those that will be listening on other devices, and those that are in the room, and later on recording, Sabbath blessing, everyone. On this Sabbath, October 30th, 2021, this is our lesson 342, chapter 72, entitled In Remembrance of Me, part 4. I hope and pray everyone can hear and see the presentation clearly. Our theme for our Tiny Thoughts song is entitled More About Jesus, and I pray that our dear brother Grave will be there and ready.
Titi Rosie, he's having some troubles with the computer this morning.
No problem.
I can go ahead and sing it if...
Sure.
Okay. More about Jesus, would I know. More of his grace to others show. More of his saving fullness see. More of his love who died for me. More about Jesus. More about Jesus. More of his saving fullness see. More of his love who died for me.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear sister. We pray that our dear brother Gray will be able to come back. If anyone of the tiny tots helped by their parents or older siblings will open this section with prayer, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Sabbath blessings, everyone.
Sabbath blessings, everyone.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, God.
For waking us up this morning.
For waking up this morning.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, God.
For the word that we are about to partake of.
For the word that we are about to take of.
Bless the Sabbath day.
Bless the Sabbath day.
And everyone that is here.
And everyone, and everybody that is here.
We thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We love you.
We love you.
In Jesus' name we pray.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Can I go back?
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And also we lift in our dear brother Graves' computer, and I hope that you'll be back without no interfering with this connection. In Jesus' name. Amen. Our tiny thought Sabbath poem is entitled The Little Lamb. So let's have our listening ears, little one, as your mom or your father or even your sibling will help to read your poem.
The Little Lamb. I saw a pretty little lamb glide lightly o'er the plain. It did not see the slayer near. It had no thought of pain. The slayer caught and bound it fast, then took its life away. It did not mean moan, sorry, it did not moan, it did not cry, but quietly it lay. It made me think of the dear lamb, the lamb for sinners slain, that Jesus who had died for us, who died but rose again. Dear children, let us obey him, be humble, faithful, kind, be anxious for each other's good, parents and teachers mind. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, dear sister. Well, little ones, taking the information that you have shared with us by your nature walk, now we're going to learn a little bit about the items that you saw or you heard or you touched by God's grace to find out what they are good for and what the Lord created it for, and just to have a little bit of knowledge of nature and his creature. And our dear brother Josh will be the one to read it for us.
So, blessings, everyone. Let's see what's in today's nature's catalog. Here's the information about the squirrel. It says that has also been suggested that black morph squirrels, like the ones in these pictures, have a considerably higher cold tolerance than that of gray squirrels, given the color of their coat. Black-coated animals were found to have 18% lower heat loss and temperatures below negative 10 degrees Celsius, so 14 degrees Fahrenheit. There are many types of this, as squirrels in New York State. The black squirrel is not mentioned in most field guides, but it most closely resembles the size and shape of a gray squirrel. It also eats the same diet of seeds and nuts with some fruits, fungi, and occasional insects mixed in. The squirrel eats flesh only when it can get no nuts. Some birds, the nutcrackers, and some animals like the squirrel bury or store seeds for use in the winter. If these are not taken out again, they grow up when the spring comes. Each creature helps in some way, like the bee, to increase the plants and it's from which it feeds. All of this is a part of the loving plan of the great creator who provides food for all living things. April 17, 1902, Elliot Joseph Wagner. And now about the migration of birds. Migration, part one. Some birds can fly long distances. Many birds have a summer home and a winter home. Each year they make the same round trip flight. This is called migration. When an insect eating, food eating, or nectar eating bird cannot find food in the cold snowy winter, they fly south or north in the southern hemisphere in warmer climates. In warmer climates, many birds migrate because of a dry season when food sources die and the water is gone. They will return again during the rainy season. Birds do not migrate during unfavorable seasons. Usually live on seeds, eat tree buds, and dry berries. Most insect-eating birds migrate. The non-migrating birds being able to survive in a harsh climate on seed, tree buds, and dry berries to remind us of how the prophet of God, with Elijah, survived on a very simple vegetarian diet. Of bread and water during the unfavorable climate of persecution in Israel. You all remember the time when of Elijah when he had to flee from Eve when Jezebel and Ahab ordered the prophets, including himself, to be killed. Well, that was the place where he go, and that's where he had to eat when hiding from them. Migration means to move from one country or region to another. Elisha saw Elijah migrate to heaven, and Jesus will soon come, and if faithful, we can join Elijah in heaven for a season before migrating back to earth. Here's migration part two. When birds migrate, how do they know where they are going? Scientists think daytime flyers use the sun to point them in the right directions, while nighttime flyers are guided by the stars. Other birds rely on landmarks such as mountains, lakes, and rivers to help them know directions. Some birds use the Earth's magnetic pull and their hearing to keep them headed in the right direction. Some scientists think many birds use a combination of these ways to find their way. That keeps them steered in the right direction. Elisha was directed by God. He had respect for God's guidance concerning little things, and now he would respect it in larger responsibilities. Because birds follow God's laws in little things, God can safely send them on a long trip and be assured that they will return again at the right time. God wants us to take a long trip to heaven, but first we must show him that we will respect him, his counsel in all little things. The migrating birds are mentioned in Jeremiah 8:7. Yea, the stork in the heaven knoweth her appointed times, and the turtle and the crane and the swallow observe the time of their coming, but my people know not the judgment of the Lord. Elisha knew it was time for Elijah to be translated. The other prophets were also aware of the fact. The Holy Spirit had revealed the appointed time to those who were being obedient in the little things. Just as some birds are guided by the magnetic pull of the earth, so Elijah and Elisha have been attracted to each other by the magnetic pull of the Holy Spirit. God designed for them to associate with each other in a special work. The migrating birds that rely on landmarks for guidance can remind us to remove not the ancient landmark which thy fathers have set. Proverbs 22:28. Some birds can hear sounds that are too low for us to hear, such as ocean waves breaking on the shore far away. This can remind us of how those who are living close to God can hear the directions of the Holy Spirit, while others in Israel heard nothing. And thine ears shall hear a word behind thee, say, this is the way, walk ye in it, when you turn to the right hand and when you turn to the left. Isaiah 30:21. And finally, we can be like migrating birds that use the stars to guide them, because we also look heavenward for our heavenly guiding star, Jesus Christ. Testimonies to Ministers, page 212. And now, for the shale rock. The shale rock is the one our little brother Jeremiah found. That rock in his hand is a shale rock. And here's the info about it. Shale is sedimentary rock. Shale is made of the fine silt and mud. It is also called mudstone. Sometimes it is so soft that it is not like stone at all. It is easily broken. When trials come, some people become soft instead of being firm to principle. They break down under the pressure of trial. The three Hebrews, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, were firm. Most rock does not have a smell, but wet shale does. It smells like wet earth. This reminds us of how the fire of the smoking furnace must have smelled by these three Hebrews as they stood inside it, referencing the God of heaven. Some of the common colors of shale are red, brown, and gray, like in the picture. The color will depend on the mud or fine silt from which the shale was made. Our true colors show that we are made when we are in the middle of trial. Shale sometimes contains fossils, which are the hardened remains of plants or animals. The shale containing fossils can remind us of how the fiery furnace contained the remains of the men that threw the Hebrews in. It reminds us of what will happen in the end to all who refuse to reverence God. For behold, the day cometh that shall burn us as an oven, and all the proud, yea, and all that do wickedly shall be stubble. And the day that cometh shall burn them up. Ye shall tread down the wicked, for they shall be ashes under the soles of your feet. Malachi 4:1-3. Shale or mudstone are formed in lakes or the sea from the hardening of mud over a period of time. If it is formed in fine layers, it is called shale. If not, it is called mudstone. Now for the daisy. The daisy is part of a flower family called the composite family. And here's all about it. What are composites? The flower head of each composite is made up of many tiny flowers packed closely together. Though tiny, God made these flowers perfect in form and coloring. He knows how to help us with little daily duties and can make them fragrant with love. A day full of such loving deeds would be like a composite cloud. Usually, the inner flowers, called disc flowers, have very small petals. The outer flowers and the head are called ray flowers. Daisies, asters, and sunflowers belong to the composite family. There are many 20,000 species followers that belong to the composite or compositae family. Do you remember which family Balaam belonged to or which family Israel belonged to? Which family had integrity and which did not? If you guess Balaam didn't, you're right. If you guess that the Israelites did, well, yes. Well, mostly. Each family has many members. Like composite flowers have many tiny flowers or members packed together into one large flower or family. Many small deeds make up our character, like the disc flowers come together and make the appearance of one flower. Balaam had coveted many times, and the overall effect was a dishonest character. Nature is a composite picture of the character of God. And finally, with the pear being a fruit. What is a fruit? And God said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in the which is a fruit of a tree yielding seed. To you it shall be for meat. Genesis 1:29. By this test we see that fruit was given for food and also for a yielding seed. This last phrase refers to how fruit reproduces itself. While God designed the pulp and juice of fruit for man to eat the seed, Eid was meant to be sown so that we would never run out of fruit to eat. A fruit is the part of a flowering plant or tree that contains the plant's seeds. So it seems fruits would include such as acorns, cucumbers, tomatoes, and wheat grains. However, we usually refer to fruit as the juicy, sweet, or tart kinds of fruit, such as apples, bananas, grapes, oranges, peaches, pears, and strawberries. To prevent confusion, horticulturists, or people who study how to cultivate plants and gardens, define a fruit as an edible seed-bearing structure that, one, consists of fleshy tissue, and two, is produced by a perennial. Remember, a perennial is a plant that lives for more than 2 years without needing to be replanted. The horticulturist definition of a fruit excludes nuts and vegetables. Nuts are firm rather than fleshy, and most vegetables are annuals. An annual is a plant that lives for only one season. God widely supplies us with different kinds of fruits at different seasons of the year. In the warm and thirsty season, he bestows upon us luscious fruits filled with refreshing juices such as peaches, apricots, and grapes. Then, as winter approaches, the fruits become more solid and mellow as apples and pears. It is also interesting to note that the closer one travels toward the hot equator, the juicier the fruits become, such as pineapple, mangoes, and guava. And the farther north one goes, the more soft fruits, such as grains, become staple crops. These are an important source of slow-burning heat for the body. God matches the talents or nutritional qualities of the fruits with the needs of the people who live where they grow. Each kind of fruit has its own unselfish ministry to mankind. And just as surely as he wisely planned where the different kinds of fruits would be most serviceable, so also he has a special place on earth where you are to use your unique talents and unselfish ministry to others. And I'll give it back to Mom now.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And remember, little ones, a little walk with Jesus make it right, alright. A little walk with Jesus makes it right, alright. If you're naughty or unkind, praise the Lord, you'll always find. A little walk with Jesus makes it right, alright. Looking forward to see what the children will see on this nature walk for next week by God's grace. Welcome to all the precious family that join us and those that are in other devices. Our opening song is a hymn entitled Wonderful, Merciful Savior for our family meeting. And if anyone of the Dear Remnant family would like to join in the hymn, you can unmute your mic to do so. Wonderful, merciful Savior, precious Redeemer and friend, who would have told that a land could rescue the souls of men. Oh, you rescue the souls of man. You are the one that we praise. You are the one we adore. You give the healing and grace our hearts always hunger for. Oh, hearts always hunger for.
Counselor, Comforter, Keeper.
Counselor, Comforter, Keeper. Spirit we long to embrace. You offer hope when our hearts have hopelessly lost the way. Oh, we hopelessly lost the way. You are the one that we praise. You are the one we adore. You give the healing and grace our hearts always hunger for. Oh, hearts always hunger for.
Almighty infinite Father, faithfully loving
Sister
your...
Christina, I don't know, can you all hear me?
Yes. We can hear you, Sister Christina, singing now, verse 3.
Is anybody singing? I'm having a hard time.
Hello, happy Sabbath.
Sister Christina, proceed with verse number 3.
Almighty infinite Father, faithfully loving your Herein our weakness you find us, falling before your throne. Oh, falling before your throne. You are the one that we praise. You are the one we adore. You give the healing and grace our hearts always hunger for. Oh, our hearts always hunger for.
You are the one that we praise. You are the one we adore. You give the healing and grace our hearts always hunger for. Our hearts always hunger for. You are the one that we pray. You are the one.
heart's always on the floor. Oh, our heart's always on the floor. Amen. Thank you, Bella.
Amen. You. Praise the Lord. Welcome to all the dear brethren that are just coming in. If anyone of the little one, mommies or daddies, or even our guests would like to open a family meeting with prayer, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
God bless you, everyone.
God bless everyone. Thank you, God, for every day. Please protect the word that we're about to learn. And please protect the Sabbath day. Please protect
each and everyone that is here.
And each and everybody is here.
Thank you for your love and mercy.
Thank you for the love and mercy. Amen.
Amen.
In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Our opening scripture is taken from the book of John, chapter 14, verse 27 from the King James Version, and it reads, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world give it, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." This Sabbath, boys and girls, mommies and daddies, and also our guests, we will continue with our part 4 of our lesson entitled In Remembrance of Me in our study book, Desire of Ages. If anyone of the dear remnant family would like to take the following verses, may you unmute your mind to do so, dear ones.
Have a blessing. Have a blessing, everyone. First Corinthians. Chapter 5, page 8.
Verse 8. Therefore, let us keep the feast not with old leaven, neither with the leaven of malice and weakness, but with the unleavened bread of
sincerity
and truth.
Okay. First Corinthians. Corinthians.
Chapter 11.
Verse 30.
For this cause many
are weak.
And
sickly.
I know, mommy.
Sickly.
Among you.
And may sleep. Thank you, Emma. Haley, come. First Corinthians. Chapter 11.
Verse 31.
Okay, try it.
For.
Mm-hmm.
If we would
judge
ourselves,
we should
not be
judged. Thank you, Haley. Come to Leia.
Chapter 11, verse 32.
Okay, go ahead, try it.
When we are chastened of the word
Lord
that mm-hmm. we
should
not be
condemned
with the
world. Thank you, Talia. And we'll bubble down to share with someone else.
1 Corinthians 11:33. Wherefore, my brethren, will you come together to eat, tarry one for one another. 1 Corinthians 11:34. If any man hunger, let him eat at home, that ye may come not together into condemnation. And the rest will I set in order when I come.
Romans 8:17. And if children, the heirs of God, and join heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. Amen.
Malachi 4:2. But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings, and ye shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall. God bless all of you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good job, everyone. Today we will cover pages 656 through 659. Welcome to all the precious family that are joining us. And for those that will be listening also as family in the background, we are so glad that you are here and hope by God's grace you will be blessed. We are in the desired ages, page 656. If any one of the dear remnant family would like to take the first paragraph, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Desire of Ages, page 656. When believers assemble to celebrate the ordinances, there are present messengers unseen by human eyes. There may be a Judas in the company, and if so, messengers from the prince of darkness are there, for they attend all who refuse to be controlled by the Holy Spirit. Heavenly angels also are present. These unseen visitants are present on every such occasion. Next slide, please. Continuing, there may come into the company persons who are not in heart servants of truth and holiness, but who may wish to take part in the service. They should not be forbidden. There are witnesses present who are present when Jesus washed the feet of the disciples and of Judas, more than human eyes beheld the scenes. Desire of Ages, page 656, paragraph 2.
Desire of Ages, page 656. Christ, be by the Holy Spirit, is there to set the seal to his own ordinance. He is there to convict and soften the heart. Not a look, not a thought of contrition escapes his notice. For the repentant, brokenhearted one, he is waiting. All things are ready for the soul's reception. He who washed the feet of Jesus longs to wash every heart from the stain of sin. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's learn our first beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book of Romans, chapter 15, verse 13, margin. It was taken from the scripture song singer in the section Peaceful Rest of the Memory Verse CD.
Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace, in believing that ye may abound in hope, that ye may abound in hope, through the power of the Holy Ghost, that ye may abound in hope. Romans 15:13, by the power of the Holy Ghost.
Amen. Let us continue in our study. We are in the desired ages, page 656. If any one of the dear little ones or our guests would like to take the next paragraph, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
None should exclude themselves from the communion because some who are unworthy may be present. Every disciple is called upon to participate publicly and thus bear witness that he accepts Christ as a personal savior. It is at these, his own appointments, that Christ meets his people and energizes them by his presence.
Next slide, please. Continuing. Hearts and hands that are unworthy may even administer the ordinance. Yet Christ is there to minister to his children. All who come with their faith fixed upon him will be greatly blessed. All who neglect this seasons of divine privilege will suffer loss. Of them it may appropriately be said, ye are not all kin. Desire of Ages, page 656, paragraph 4.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Sister Yee and Dee. Let's learn another beautiful scripture psalm together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book of Psalms, chapter 139, verses 23 to 24. Taken also from the scripture song singer, but this is in the section character building of the memory verse CD.
Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. And see if there be any wicked way in me. And lead me in the way everlasting. Psalm 139, 23 and 24.
Amen. We are still in the Desire of Ages, page 656. If anyone of the dear remnant family would like to continue with the next paragraph, may you unmute your mic, dear ones.
In partaking with his disciples of the bread and wine, Christ pledged himself to them as their redeemer. He committed to them the new covenant by which all who receive him become children of God and joint heirs with Christ. By this covenant, every blessing that heaven could bestow for this life and the life to come was theirs. Next slide, please. Continuing. This covenant deed was to be ratified with the blood of Christ, and the administration of the sacrament was to keep before the disciples the infinite sacrifice made for each of them individually as a part of the great whole of fallen humanity. Desire of Ages 656, 5.
And on the top right says, but now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. Ephesians 2:13.
Continuing the reading, Desire of Ages, page 659. But the communion service was not to be a season of sorrowing. This was not its purpose. As the Lord's disciples gather about his table, they are not to remember the lament for their shortcomings. They are not to dwell upon their past religious experience, whether that experience has been elevating or depressing. They are not to recall the differences between them and their brethren. The preparatory service has embraced all this. And continuing on the next slide, please. The self-examination, the confession of sin, the reconciling of differences has all been done. Now they come to meet with Christ. They are not to stand in the shadow of the cross, but in its saving light. They are to open the soul to the bright beams of the Sun of Righteousness. With hearts cleansed by Christ's most precious blood, in full consciousness of his presence, although unseen, they are to hear his words. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. John chapter 14, verse 27, and that was Desire of Ages, page 659, paragraph 1. And on the slide, it shows a picture of Christ is my righteousness. And it also gives the verse of John 24, 27. Peace I leave with you, my peace give I unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. And again, that is from John chapter 14, verse 27, King James Version.
Our Lord says, on the conviction of sin, remember that I died for you. When oppressed and persecuted and afflicted for my sake and the gospel, remember my love, so great that for you I gave my life. When your duties appear stern and severe and your burdens too heavy to bear, remember that for your sake I endured the cross, despising the shame. When your heart shrinks from the trying ordeal, remember that your Redeemer liveth to make intercession for you. Desire of Ages, page 659, paragraph 2. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. What a blessed hope. Let's learn our last beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 14 through 15. Margin, King James Version. This can also be found in the scripture song singer, but this section is God's love from a memory verse CD. Praise the Lord. Well, dear ones, we are going to reserve the 6 questions that we have for our review. And if there's any question besides that, you can be able to send it beforehand that we may do research. So next week, by God's grace, we'll be reviewing part 4 of our chapter entitled In Remembrance of Me. So please have your question ready or anything else that you would like to share with your remnant family. If there's a question to be researched, you could send it by Thursday, Friday, as the latest. If anyone of the little ones, mommy, or daddy, so even our guests, would like to close our family meetings with prayer, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
May we bow our heads and our knees as far as we can. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this blessed Sabbath day. We thank you for the children's meeting, and we also thank you for the participation of the lovely children and their parents. We thank you for your word, Father, and we thank you for the blessings that you have given to us so thus far this day. May we continue to be blessed by you and your Holy Spirit for the rest of the day. As we go on to the rest of the service, may you continue to be with us, and may everything that we do may be to your honor and glory. In no other name but Jesus Christ, our blessed Redeemer. Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Thank you so much, dear sister. So next Sabbath, by God's grace, that will be a continuing of the part 2 review of chapter 72, entitled In Remembrance of Me, part 4, and that will be held November 6, 2021. I hope and pray everyone was blessed, dear ones, leaving this beautiful scripture with everyone from 1 Thessalonians 5:23. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly, and I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. May you all have a blessed rest of the Sabbath. Have a blessed everyone.